Hello, thank you for calling customer support and remaining on the line. My name is Ashley. I'm a supervisor in our fraud department. Tim, had the pleasure of speaking with today.
This is William Jarvis.
Hello, Mr. Jarvis. I've pulled up the information that was transferred over to me for security. Can you confirm that address you mentioned earlier?
1315 West 6th Street, Jasper, Indiana.
Thank you. I see that on file. Allow me a moment to load up the details. Still trying to load. I appreciate your patience, sir. All right, once pulling up all details, I see that back on the 29th of September, you were billed an amount of $5.74, which I see that was a chance to enter and win a tactical bag. It was a sweepstakes entry, and that would have been presented after completing an online customer support survey. Do you recall doing that?
I buy a lot of stuff online, but she said a backpack. I don't own a backpack.
It's not that it was this item was never shipped, sir. It was a chance to enter in.
Membership to what? I didn't become a member of anything.
Okay. I understand you're calling in reference to the monthly membership. I am trying to gather an understanding if you submitted the originating order, which was 574 that was put through on the 29th of September. That was a chance to enter and win a tactical backpack. It was a sweepstakes entry. Do you recall doing that?
I don't recall charging $67.32.
I am not speaking about the $67.32 just yet, sir.
$67.32, ma'am.
I understand you're calling in reference to this membership fee that was built. I am questioning your knowledge of the original order.
My memory is as good as yours, okay?
So you don't recall authorizing the 574?
No. I have a lot of crap. I probably spend $2,000 a month on the internet buying shit. I don't remember that, and I sure as hell didn't sign up for no 6732 for whatever it is.
What had happened by authorizing the 574 and gaining the entry into the sweepstakes for the tactical bag? There were terms on the order form explaining this does enroll into our online discount shopping membership, which is the fee you're calling in reference to the 6732. Monthly, we emailed a gift voucher in the amount. It was in the amount of $125. This was sent to the email provided for that original order. We sent it to bill.jarvis@twc.com. Do you know whose email that is?
You sent me a $100 card. I haven't got the $100 card.
The gift vouchers sent monthly are in the amount of $125.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, there was also a phone number used for that original order of 812-639-8788.
That's
which I see is the same number you're calling under today.
Yep.
Would there be anybody else in your household that would have submitted the original order of 574 back in September other than yourself?
No, I have a 71-year-old woman that lives with me, and I'm quite sure she didn't order. She doesn't have access to my credit cards anyway.
And just to confirm, you have no knowledge of submitting the 574 for the tactical bag? Okay. We do take claims of fraud extremely serious. What we would be doing is completing a full investigation, working along with our local law enforcement, tracing the IP address linked to the device that would have submitted the originating order. What I was doing is confirming the information that was used and trying to see if this is going to lead back to you or anybody else in your household, because false claims of fraud do result in penalties such as fines. Now, if you wish to proceed with your fraud investigation, it would be completed within about 24 hours. The credits are pending upon that investigation.
Now, I've got to get a hold of my credit card and get them moving on this, too. So, as soon as I get off with you, I'll get a hold of them.
By us processing the claim of fraud, sir, it does assist with the billings we placed on your account. At the end of that, you disputing the charges would forfeit the refunds.
I have no idea what you just said.
I just said that by proceeding with the fraud investigation, it would cover the billed amounts on the account. If you want to proceed, I'm happy to do so. But if afterward you ask your financial institution to dispute the billing,
you can go ahead and pursue it on your end, and I'm going to pursue it from my end.
I'm sorry, sir. What I am explaining is if afterwards you ask your financial institution to dispute, it will forfeit the refunds.
You're telling me if I dispute this 6732, you're not going to refund the 6732 that I didn't charge to begin with? Yeah,
but I am explaining, sir, is I am going to assist with your fraud claim. I'm sorry there's confusion here. I'm explaining that I'm going to assist with the billings if you wish to proceed.
I don't want to be charged $67.32 for something I didn't purchase. Can you handle that?
I understand you're stating you did not submit the order, sir.
Would you answer it, please? Can you handle that or not? If not, you're wasting my time.
No, sir. I'm explaining how we complete the fraud investigation. Would you want me to do so?
I've told you three times yes. What is
okay.
The matter?
The reason being is you explained that you would contact your financial institution, sir, and I was trying to clear that up.
Hold up, and I've got it on right now for dispute. As soon as it hits, they will probably be contacting you all. So
is there a current dispute already?
No, because it hasn't hit. It's in pending. As soon as
okay.
It gets out pending, it will go to dispute. Yes.
Appreciate that answer. One moment. Finish up your claim here, and I'll provide your confirmation number.
What difference does it make if I've got a dispute going already?
Well, if there was a current dispute, I wouldn't be able to assist. Allow me just a moment to finish up your claim. In a moment, once I'm finished with my notations, I'll provide your confirmation number. I appreciate your patience. I'll be right back with you. Submitted your claim of fraud. I appreciate your patience. It covers both billed amounts of $67.32 and the $5.74. The claim is submitted and settled within 24 hours. The credits are pending upon the investigation. They'll be submitted into the billed bank account within 3 to 5 business days. Please let me know when you're ready for your confirmation number.
You told me 24 hours it would be done.
I said that's how long the claim takes, sir, the investigation. The credits are pending upon that, and they'll settle within 3 to 5 business days. I have your confirmation number when you're ready.
Now I'm ready.
That number is 7766185036.
5036. All right. Chase credit card company now.
And you decide to, again, as I was explaining earlier, sir, dispute the charges after the refunds have been processed and it does forfeit the refunds provided. Did you have any other questions or concerns?
Yes, you're telling me if I dispute the charges against me, there is no way in hell I'm going to get my money, right?
Yes, sir, because I've already put through the funds back to your account pending upon the claim being settled. If you ask your financial institution to dispute the charges as well, it will forfeit the refunds we've already provided you.
Well, you're not getting any money out of me.
So I've already processed the claim and refunds. Did you have any other question or concern?
When's that going to show up?
3 to 5 business days.
I guess I'm real confused. Why does it take 3 to 5 business days?
That is standard refund policy, sir.
And what company are you all again? You're Fast Track. I've never heard of you.
That is most likely the billing name on your statement. I can provide you the website. One moment. Site you can visit if you need more information would be getyourdeluxeproducts.com.
I've already had 2 problems with them through you all.
I don't understand what you're referencing, sir.
I had 2 other charges for $6.95 last week that I
had
no
idea. That is not through our company.
It was from this phone number.
Sorry, no, sir. We billed you $574 and 2 amounts of $6732.
$2 for $6732. What was that?
Correct. The online discount shopping membership I was reviewing earlier with you.
Jesus, what's the matter? Just cancel the goddamn thing. What's the matter with you people?
It has been canceled, sir, and I've already processed your claim for the fraud. Did you have anything else I could assist you with?
You hadn't assisted me with anything yet.
The account's been canceled, and I've processed your fraud claim, reversing the charges. Did you need anything else?
All right. You'll have an answer back to me in 24 hours, correct?
You'll receive your funds within 3 to 5 business days. If you need to check on the status, you can give us a call.
Oh, yeah, and wait 3 hours when they tell me I got a 2-minute wait? No.
I'm sorry about the wait time, sir.
I know that's not your fault, but they shouldn't tell me 2 minutes when I'm sitting there for a half hour. I've wasted 2 hours today waiting on the phone for y'all to talk to somebody. They call me back. I waited 2 hours on that. Nobody called me back. I'm still, you finally called me back. What I'm asking you is when will this be done? You told me the investigation's 24 hours. Is somebody going to get back with me?
No.
Why not?
We don't call customers unless there's a requested call back. If you need to check on the status, you can call.
I want to be called back when you get it done.
I'm sorry, sir. We wouldn't be able to do that. You'll notice your refunds within 3 to 5 business days.
Aren't you customer service?
I do work for customer service, yes, sir. We do not complete manual callbacks unless one is requested, and that is completed by the system. So if you need to check on the status, you can give us a call back. or you can wait for the refunds to post within 3 to 5 business days.
I feel like I've just wasted another afternoon of my life.
Okay, I'm sorry you feel that way. Is there anything else I could answer for you?
Nah, I'm done.
All right, thank you for calling customer support.